Good morning, and welcome to the September 10th edition of our broadcast. I'm Sarah, alongside Eric and Lily. On tap today, a newly established National School AI Safety Standard, fresh survey data on classroom tech harms, and two districts navigating cyber incidents. Let's jump into the guardrails.
The standard is what leaders will examine first. The American Federation of Teachers, the United Federation of Teachers, and Microsoft have established a national framework. It covers data minimization, deletion, human oversight, family transparency, accessibility, and vendor accountability. Microsoft is the first AI provider to sign on.
The practical takeaway here is having a benchmark. Districts now have specific criteria they can measure against vendor contracts and procurement requirements. If an AI vendor refuses to commit to those terms, that gives district leaders clear leverage.
Now to an uncomfortable tension in classroom technology. A Fordham Institute and YouGov survey of nearly 1,800 public high school teachers and parents found 42% of teachers believe technology use harms learning. Only 15% believe it helps. Teachers also estimated screens occupy roughly one quarter of class time, including about 10% spent on non-academic activity.
That 10% non-academic figure explains teacher frustration. But I would not view this as anti-tech sentiment. What teachers are really questioning is purpose. The takeaway isn't simply removing devices, but shifting focus away from screen access toward instructional purpose, student attention, and measurable learning.
Compare that cautionary survey with data from Utah. An analysis of 640 students across five JUAB school district schools reported a 24% average improvement in critical thinking and creativity scores during an AI rollout. But we must note, the report was funded by Instructure and had no control group, so it cannot establish that AI caused those gains.
Exactly. It offers promising implementation lessons, but not independent causal proof. Leaders must keep those two categories separate.
Looking at governance, two resources provide practical guidance. The Education Commission of the States recommends districts define clear instructional goals before evaluating AI products, examine supporting evidence, inspect data practices, and demand sufficient transparency to judge educational value.
It is a helpful check against buying tools simply because they are trendy. If a product does not address a documented student or teacher need, it shouldn't be purchased.
That caution applies double in special education. A new guide identifies 10 decision points for using AI in mediation and due process hearings. It emphasizes that while AI can support administrative tasks and analysis, it cannot replace professional judgment or students' legal protections.
Special education teams require far stricter human oversight, confidentiality, and accessibility safeguards than general district policies provide. Student rights cannot be automated away.
Meanwhile, Samsung and the Mark Cuban Foundation released a free 7-session curriculum for grades 6 through 12. It covers prompting, lateral reading, AI-assisted research, data visualization, bias, and model card documentation, with teacher scripts included. Districts must still review the specific tools against local privacy and access rules.
Turning to operational security, Springfield Public Schools will remain closed Thursday and Friday following a cyber incident, with classes slated to resume Monday, September 14th. District officials have not disclosed whether data was stolen or held for ransom, and staff are preparing to operate with paper and pencil if some digital systems remain unavailable.
That paper and pencil fallback is the real takeaway. Many districts have written incident response plans on paper, but very few have tested whether their schools can actually operate offline for days at a time. Business continuity has to mean instructional continuity without network access.
We saw a very different response in South Carolina. Greenville County Schools temporarily suspended student Gmail after phishing emails circulated through its system. Crucially, district officials stated the district itself was not hacked, and platforms like Google Classroom, documents, and files stayed fully accessible to students and staff.
That selective service isolation allowed Greenville to contain immediate risk without shutting down the entire academic day. At the same time, it underlines how critical phishing awareness and rapid credential reviews are for school IT teams.
That brings us to the close of today's broadcast. Our key takeaway: clear standards and thoughtful governance are arriving, but practical offline readiness remains non-negotiable. For Eric and Lily, I'm Sarah. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.